Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
One of life's simple pleasures. In fact, oh, Marie's got a cup of tea in her hand.
I'm holding a cup of tea.
This morning, in this very radio studio, I'm in here on my own because I come in before everybody else. I'm just doing a little bit of whatever, get my jokes ready and all that stuff. And I have a cup of tea first thing in the morning. As soon as I get in, put the kettle on, make a cup of tea, come down into the studio with a cup of tea. And I took my second sip of tea, and out loud in the studio to absolutely nobody, I said, "Jesus, I love tea." Like, I couldn't even help myself. I didn't even know at that point it was International Tea Day.
Well, there you go.
It just came out of me.
Something was telling you.
In fact, yesterday on the show, the brilliant Teddy Swims was in. Now, I went to see Teddy Swims last night in the Three Olympia, and oh my God, he was just amazing. In fact, Razor, who's in Dublin, says, "Teddy Swims last night, Dave, unreal." Yeah. What a voice. What a front man. What a gig. I'm guessing that's the last time he's going to be at the Three Olympia. Three Arena next time. I would say, Razor, you're probably on the money there. He was so good. So good. But I doubt very much that we'll see him there again. But when he was on the show yesterday, to make him an honorary Irishman, we gave him a crisp sandwich, gave him a breakfast roll, and then we asked him to decide, once and for all, in a blind taste test, which is the better cup of tea, Lions or Barry's. Final thing, which was a very important question, because as everybody listening in Ireland knows, there's always a debate raging as to which is the best cup of tea. Is it Lions or is it Barry's? Now, you don't know which one is which. You just know one is in a black cup, one is in a grey cup.
Yeah.
You took a sip out of both. Do you have a verdict for the people of Ireland?
I like the black cup. I just had a little bit more of a flavour to me.
Teddy Swim says Barry's tea is the one.
Okay.
There you go. Barry's tea from Cork. That is the one. You've done a sterling job.
I hope like half of Ireland doesn't hate me now.
No, they definitely don't. No. Well, they might do a bit. But yeah, all the Lions drinkers in Ireland were not happy yesterday when Teddy said that. But listen.
Well, that's what I'm drinking now is Lions.
You're drinking Lions. See, yeah. I've come off the fence when it comes to this. Or have I gotten back onto the fence? I don't know. Anyway, I've basically got to the point where I can't have an opinion anymore because I always said it was Lions.
Mm.
And then I found out that my wife had duped me for about 3 months and had told me that what I was drinking was Lions, what she was drinking was Barry's, when in fact they were both Barry's.
Yeah.
And then I found out that the people who make me tea in here, Maria, Emer, Cahill, also don't pay any attention to the tea bag. They just go up and make it and whatever it is. So I've stopped saying one's better than the other. I just love tea. But we were talking then this morning in our pre-show meeting about the different kind of rules you have for tea, right? So for example, Maria, you said that you would eat a crisp sandwich and have tea.
I don't think you can have a crisp sandwich without a cup of tea.
Oh, see, there's certain foods to me that can't go with tea, right?
Yeah.
And I know that sounds weird, like I love tea, but there are certain things that go so well with tea that it's the only thing. But like if I'm eating, say for example, crisps. Like my wife will, Tracy will happily eat a pack of waffles and drink a cup of tea or Mighty Munch and tea. Like that is so alien to me. I couldn't ever eat crisps without a fizzy drink.
I'd imagine the tea would taste different.
Obviously,
especially after Mighty Munch.
Yeah.
Nothing like, tastes the same again.
Spicy Mighty Munch. But I can't imagine. So you could eat a crisp sandwich.
Yep.
And drink a cup of tea. My wife would eat crisps and drink a cup of tea. If I had a crisp sandwich, it would have to be with a Coke Zero. There's no other way around it. It just has to be. That's a rule. So that wouldn't go. However, if I was to have a sausage sandwich, it couldn't be with Coke Zero. It would have to be with tea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's certain things that just, they demand. And sauces. Nemo, you were agreeing with me on this one. Like, if I had sausages with butter, that's tea.
Yeah.
If I had sausages with ketchup or mustard or brown sauce or that German mustard I like, that immediately has to be a Coke Zero.
Why?
It just, sauces take it out of a tea
a hearty,
realm.
Comfy.
Yeah, it's not like, it wouldn't be like breakfast. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that. Then you're into snackage land. And snacks are nearly always, I don't know, so it's savoury stuff, I think. But then
that you can't have a cup of tea with. But you'll have a cup of tea after. You always, anytime we've ever gone out for food,
yeah,
you'll get your dinner, dessert.
What? Okay.
And a cup of tea.
What am I drinking with dinner?
Coke Zero.
What am I drinking with dessert?
Coke Zero.
No.
No, you get your cup of tea after.
After, yes. So that's, no, you're right, Marie. That's what I'll do. I'll go Coke Zero for the meal.
Yeah.
And then to round things off, like, hi, everyone's like, would you like a brandy? I don't know why we've gone to French restaurants. This never happens. But you know what I mean? Like, that post-dinner kind of...
I know, when everyone's dying to leave, we're all finished, everyone, and Dave is like, sorry.
Yeah, they all want to go to the pub, and I'm going, sorry, could I just...
Can I just get a pot of tea, please?
Can I get a pot of tea? Because the meal isn't finished unless I have tea. And it's the same at home.
Yeah.
Like, breakfast, 1,000,000%, bowl of cereal, and then a cup of tea. Lunch, Coke Zero with the sandwich or the whatever I'm having. And then afterwards, a cup of tea and the little sweet treat.
Yeah.
Same with dinner.
Well, the only rule I kind of have around tea is if I've had a rather... heavy night on the town, let's say, the next morning, I cannot face a cup of tea.
What?
Has to be cold drinks. I can't. Whereas my brother would be like, oh, I need a cup of tea. And I can't understand that. It just would make me want to vomit.
Tracy would be the same as you.
Yeah.
Or same as your brother, sorry. She's like, if it's a big night, she's the next day, first thing tea. Like, yeah. Pre anything.
Oh, no.
And
no.
You're the opposite.
Yeah.
Right, what are your tea rules? Paul says, I let my tea bag brew for 5 minutes before I touch it. What does that say about me? You like it strong, Paul, in fairness to you.
You're a man, Paul.
Fergus says, my wife will eat jellies while having a cup of tea. It's very weird. Yes, well, it's not okay.
That is weird.
It is so weird. Like, no. And then there's an anonymous text that says, do not say my name. My husband drinks tea with his Chinese. He knows who he is. Don't say my name, he'll kill me. No, you can't do that. You can't have tea in a Chinese. That's ridiculous. Yvonne's been in touch.
Dave, that's the bread. You have to have a cup of tea if you're having a sandwich. There's no other way of eating it or drinking it. You have to have bread and tea.
Okay, yeah, here's the...
I agree.
Look, I hear you, but here's the subtle difference for me. Let's say I made a ham and cheese sandwich, right? Pretty basic. If I went bread, butter, ham, cheese, butter, bread, right, that type of a sandwich?
Yep.
Cup of tea all the way. If I make my triple decker sandwich, which I do when I'm a hungry boy, I go bread, mustard, ham, mustard, bread, brown sauce, cheese, brown sauce, bread. That's a triple decker. There's no way I can be with a cup of tea. It has to be with Coke.
Why?
The sauce. I think it's the sauce.
You're so
weird. I've never thought about it before, but I think it's the sauce. I don't think I could have a cup of tea. No, I couldn't. I'm actually trying to picture it and I'm feeling a bit sick thinking about it. Emer's been on as well.
Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. I think you hit the nail on the head there. If it's a food that you associate with breakfast, you'll want tea. If it's something you associate with a snack, you want a fizzy drink. Like what you said, the sausage sandwich has to be a cup of tea. So, the only thing that confused me in the middle is crisps, because they're potatoes. Potatoes, in my opinion, can be breakfast and a lunch, or indeed, midnight snack. Again, depending on what you put with them and on them and how you cook them. So, you're on your own with this one.
I would love us, like Teddy Swims or some other Americans have tuned in to hear us talking about tea and potatoes. We're just stereotypes left, right and centre. Maria, Sarah says, oh my God, OMG Maria, cup of tea immediately on return from a night out. No bed before tea.
Oh no.
Could you do that?
No, can't.
One of my good friends, Shane, who I build guitars with, we would drink, like, I can't tell you how much tea we would drink on a build, right? But it could be, like, 3:30 a.m. We've worked from 9 a.m. the previous morning. We've worked all the way through. We've stopped for a Chinese in the night. We've had, like, a snack in the day. But we've probably done, like, a 14-hour work day. It's like, okay, we should probably go to bed now before a break the guitar. Yeah, good idea. Okay, see you in the morning. Yeah. Get into the house, out of the workshop, wash our hands. And he's like, kettle's boiling. I'm like, you can't, like, even for me, you can't now at 3:30 in the morning. We're getting back up in 4 hours. I have to have a cup of tea before I go to bed. Ken's been in touch.
Brown soda bread, toasted, and real butter. Let it melt into it, and then good quality whiskey marmalade. And I tell you one thing, you'll never look back. Simply delicious.
That sounds unreal. And I got the best whiskey marmalade for up in Nevin Maguire's place when Deck Pierce took me up there recently enough. And I'll tell you what, you've just, that's what I'm absolutely going to have.
Dave is starving.
That is, literally drooling now. Rachel says you can hook me up intravenously to tea and I'd be happy. Yes! Can you sign me up for that, please? Whatever way we can get tea into us. That's all I want. Grania's in Cork this morning. How are you, Grania?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. You got a tea rule?
Has to be a teapot.
Oh, has to be a teapot.
Has to be a teapot.
And what, like, is it the flavour or is it the routine? Is it the process? What is it about the teapot?
No, I just need more than one cup of tea.
Fair enough. And, I mean, what extremes have you gone to in terms of the teapot?
Well, I have a Denby teapot, which I have now about 20 years.
Yeah.
And recently I broke the handle on the teapot. I had to go and glue the teapot back together again.
And is it okay now?
It is. It's holding just about.
Aww.
But, yeah.
I mean, this is obviously a very important teapot.
Well, it's older than my kids, so...
I mean, if it's older than your kids and it's only starting to crack now, it's obviously done very well, because I presume it's used quite a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Every day. Every day.
And do you use... Is it tea bags you're still using, or do you use tea leaves?
I use both, and both berries.
But nice. Sorry, not both at the same time, I hope.
No.
All right. I was like, hang on, is this a new concoction of tea I don't know about?
but there's always berries, tea leaves or tea bags.
And did you bring the teapot somewhere? Emers was telling me you brought the teapot somewhere wild.
Yeah, my son was in hospital a couple of times and each time I had to bring my teapot with me.
Oh, right, so when you're in the hospital, you'd bring the teapot and have the tea out of the pot?
Absolutely, yeah.
And would they make the tea for you in the pot, or do you have to go and do it yourself?
No, there's a parents' room, so you can go down and brew your own tea, but again, gotcha. In the hospital, you only have paper cups.
Now,
only one cup.
I was going to say, did you bring a cup as well? Are you like my wife? Like, my wife will not drink tea in a takeaway cup. She couldn't fathom it. Like, it has to be in a fine china, skinny-lipped tea cup, like...
No, not that bad. No, but I would bring my own cup.
Okay, because you wouldn't pour the tea of the teapot into a paper cup.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good to know. No, Grania, I like your dedication to the art of tea making, and I hope your Denby teapot survives another 20 years.
So do I.
All right, go on.
Bye.
Emma says, Dave, if I'm out for breakfast, I have to have my tea when I'm finished eating. I can't eat and drink tea at the same time. When you order, they always bring tea before the food. So I just specifically ask for the tea to come when I'm finished eating. And I'm with you, and the only certain foods go with tea, says Emma. Well, my wife cannot understand how anyone needs to eat and drink at the same time. So, like, I can't eat without drinking. Sound like that Milhouse in The Simpsons. I can't sing without dancing. I can't dance without singing. I don't know whatever he said. But I honestly can't eat unless I'm drinking. And then my kids are the same. And it freaks Tracy out. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I've got to get a drink. I've got hiccups.
Yeah, we never had drinks with dinner growing up.
And now would you?
No, I don't, but the kids do. The kids want drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think your kids should be allowed drinks. I think this is okay, guys.
I give
you
them,
and Tracy. Anya says, on the tea topic, Dave, I don't drink tea except green. I don't drink tea every day. Still not okay, Anya. You can't have a name like Anya. You can't be like quintessentially Irish and not drink tea every day. But okay, I'll hear the rest of your message. However, I love a cuppa with a bag of buffalo or at the end of a night out. I love Supermax chips, burger sauce and a cup of tea. Is that recently first time in ages at the end of the night we headed to Supermax. I found out you can no longer get a cup of tea. So disappointed. Supermax, sort it out.
You can't get a cup of tea in Supermax.
You can't be the Irish takeaway Supermax and not offer tea at all times.
To be fair to Supermax, you know, a lot of takeaways don't have tea.
Yeah, but they're Supermax. Like they're the export of Irishness. I don't know. I think tea needs to be on the menu. That's sorted out. Michelle's been in touch.
Hi, Dave. One of my rules, three, by the way, is way too small of a number, is that we have to have tea with your dessert, especially when you're at a wedding and you're waiting and you get your dessert there, the third course. I will not touch it until my tea is beside me.
Maria and I are best mates, and this is how you know we're best mates. When we go to things like radio awards, weddings, fancy nights out, whatever, movie company meal junkets, my job during the meal is to ask for wine that I'm not drinking because I'm driving home or whatever, But my job is to ask her whatever wine Maria would like, so she has many options. However, when it comes to dessert time, Maria's job is to ask for tea.
Yeah.
Because I've asked for tea, but I don't want the little scabby cup you always get at a posh event that's about half the size of a normal cup of tea. So I want my tea, and then I'll have Maria's tea when she's had my wine. This is a symbiotic relationship. It's why it works on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.